Hello and welcome to the Torah's Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Mem Gimel 43. As we have mentioned in our last installment, this Perek seems to be a continuation of our last Perek, Mem Beis, which is why there is no preamble to this Mizmar, like much of Tehillim. So there's no Shir Mizmar or Lamanat Seach, etc., since it is a continuation of our last Perek. Last time we spoke about the theme of the Perek, which is that the soul, the nefesh of Am Yisrael, is troubled at her predicament of being in Golos. It wonders, when will it end? The nefesh has been pining away for better days when the presence of Hashem was more apparent. We saw and we will continue to see the person answering the nefesh and having a conversation with oneself, giving oneself encouragement. There is the refrain that we saw twice in Perek Mem Beis, and once in our Perek we will see at the very end. Matishtochachi nafshi umatehemi alai, hochili lelokim, ki od odenu, yeshuos panai ve'elokai. It's a statement of encouragement not to be so downcast and to place your hope in Hashem, because there will be a day when the galus will end. So we begin our Perek with the impact of the soul of Am Yisrael, again questioning her current state of exile. Why does she continue to suffer? Why is she still in danger from her enemies? And the reaction of any Jewish soul is to direct those fears to Hashem and ask for help. Which is the very first Pasuk, Pasuk Aleph 1, Shafteini Elokim, V'riva rivi migoy lo chasid. Meet out justice for me, Hashem, and champion my cause against a people that are empty and devoid of kindness. May ish mirma va'avla tefalteni, from men who are full of deceit and full of dishonesty. Our enemies have demonstrated throughout history a lack of humanity by their cruelty. El goy lo chasid. The Sfarno speaks of an enemy that is full of hypocrisy, ish mirma. They chant and proclaim one thing and they practice another. We know about nations and people like that, don't we? The Germans, the Nazis, yimach shemam, who are officially well-mannered and cultured, yet committed animalistic atrocities, or our current events. The modern world today feigns sophistication and righteous indignation at human rights violations, but have no words of criticism for those that have committed atrocities against the Jews. We know all too well what a goy lo chasid is, and we know the enemy that is an ish mirma. The Sfarno adds something so profound and another layer to this enemy. In three words, he sums up what we already know and what we see clearly today. Hamashmia kolo berabim. They raise their voices to the masses, to the public. They sow propaganda. They sow campaigns against the Jewish people. Mashmia kolo berabim. Today we've seen it in the form of demonstrations, of campus protests, chants of from the river to the sea, misinformation on social media and the news. Tehillim is timeless, isn't it? A goy lo chasid, may ish mirma v'avla. Our enemies of today commit atrocities and yet they shame the victim and accuse Israel of atrocities. How do we combat such hypocrisy and such cruelty? We turn to Hashem as the ultimate arbiter of justice to bring justice to the wrongs that were done, to bring justice to the libels that have been spread. Shafteini, Hashem, bring justice on our behalf. Why? Pasuk Beis 2, Ki ata Elokei ma'uzi, lama zenachtani, lama koder es halech belachatz oyev. Why am I turning to you? Because I know that you are my stronghold, but it seems that you have rejected me. Why have you rejected me? Why must I walk in gloom and darkness, oppressed by the enemy? We feel abandoned as we grope around in the dark, trying to find our way. Therefore, in response to the status in Pasuk Gimel 3, we ask Hashem, Shalach orcha v'amitcha, heima yanchuni. Yivuuni el har kachacha ve'el mishkanosecha. Send forth your light and your truth, because that light and that truth, they will lead me. They will bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. When we are in the dark and we grapple with where do we go, with not knowing our destination, with not knowing which road to take, we ask for a light to guide us. And where do we want to be guided? The ultimate destination really is Hashem's holy mountain and dwelling place, namely the Har HaBayis. the place where the third Beis HaMikdash will be built in the time of Mashiach. Therefore, according to Rashi, Archa, your light, is actually a reference to Mashiach. Send your light, send your ultimate messenger, the Mashiach who will shed light on so many of our questions. The time of Mashiach is a time when confusion will be cleared up, with a sense of aligning our priorities as well as the resolution of so many of life's questions. And when that happens, the truth will be known. Therefore, Emes, Amitcha, which we have saying in this pasuk, is a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi, according to Rashi as well, who will be the ultimate arbiter of Emes, of truth, of authenticity, and be able to resolve all of our questions. So we see that there's a direct correlation between Lama Koder Es Halech, why do I feel like I'm walking in the darkness? And the response to this is, I'm walking in darkness, therefore, Shalach Archa, send me your light. And in Pasuk Aleph 1, we asked Hashem to save us, Me'ish Mirma Va'avla, from the men who are full of deceit and hypocrisy. And in response to that, we asked Hashem in this Pasuk to send us his emes, his truthfulness, his authenticity, Va'amitcha. Another way to understand this, according to Rav Hirsch, which is just another layer of meaning, is that the ultimate truth and light, the Archa V'amitcha that we ask Hashem to send us, is the light and the truth of Torah, because Torah guides us. The word Torah literally means a guide, like a Moreh Derech, because when we are alienated from our values, we lose our way and we are lost, and the Torah guides us back. So how do we achieve the goal of reaching El Har Kachacha, Ve'el Mishkanosecha? We ask for the MS and the R, the truth and light, so that we can reach Hashem's sanctuary. Attaining truth and authenticity is so crucial to our human development, particularly in a society where truth and authenticity is criticized, where up is down and down is up. So we ask Hashem to send us the light and the authenticity of his Torah. And in the words of Rabbi Moshe Hauer, the executive vice president of the OU, the very platform on which we are learning today, in the winter edition of the Jewish Action, he says just that. Traditional Judaism has been cast as unenlightened, cruel, and insensitive, .. We find ourselves struggling against this new morality that finds much public sympathy as it seeks to claim the moral high ground, etc. The response to all of these trends is one and the same. We must proudly take ownership of our narrative, the story and values of the Jewish people. And he continues, nothing will be achieved by softening our principles to score public relations victories. Instead, we need to be a community that is loud and proud about its commitment to being a blessing to all. This commitment should drive us to be faithful to the timeless and eternal practices and values of the Torah, and to have those values define our personal lives and our familial relationships. And we ask Hashem to enlighten us with just that. This is what we're saying in this parak, Shalach Orcha V'amitcha. We want Hashem to send his truth, which really brings us to the time of the final Geula. This is what this parak is about. It's about seeing the end of the exile, seeing the truth coming out for what it is. We ask for a time when our redemption will be complete. Which brings us to the next pasuk, pasuk Dalet 4. Va'avo el mizbach Elokim, el kel simchas gili, va'oldcha bechinor, Elokim Elokai. I want the salvation to be complete, so that I may come to the altar of Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate simcha, so that I may praise Hashem with the kinor. Hashem is my God. And we end the parak with the refrain to calm our neshamos, to bring encouragement and hope. And when that comes, we will be able to thank him for the salvation. So we end with this note of hope and optimism. And as we said, the last pasuk is the third time we will have said this refrain between Perek Mem Beis and Mem Gimel. So pasuk hey, the last pasuk, Matish tochachi nafshi umatem mi alai hochili lelokim ki od odenu yushuos panai ve'elokai. Turn your hope to Hashem, anticipate his salvation, because there will be a time when you will be able to thank Hashem for his ultimate salvation. Rashi points out that the refrain of this pasuk is mentioned three times between this and the previous parak, as we have mentioned, which corresponds to the three nations that have brought suffering to the Jewish people and have prevented them from engaging in the temple service. As Rashi explains in Perek Membeis, Shlosha pa'amim keneged shlosha malchios ha'asidos levatel avodas hamikdash. Three times we bring encouragement to the soul, matish tochachi nafshi, corresponding to the three kingdoms that prevented the Jews from doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. And as a result of that oppression, he continues, v'Yisrael tzoakim v'nigalim. B'nei Yisrael cry out, as we see our neshamas doing here, and with that prayer, nigalim. The hope is that the Geula will come, we will be redeemed. Who are these three nations, Rashi continues? Malchus Bavel, v'Yavon, v'Edom. Babylon, the Greeks, and the Romans. Be'ezras Hashem, we should see this come to fruition speedily in our days. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita, and their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel. Have a great day.